Translation: therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family, to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, quote, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord, end quote. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yashchashmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyadva vishate taranantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. End quote. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Tasmaraham Vigata Vikla. If kind of additional penance, even though one is purified by chanting, it's not that he has to undergo so many births, and then he has to undergo so many austerities, fasting and tapasya, scorching the body, putting the body and surrounding the body with four fires and sitting in the hot sun, putting the body up to the cold water in the winter, up to the neck. He doesn't have to go through these things. Why? Because those are meant for persons who have not come. They have not realized yet, and they, in their ignorance, they feel that that's the way to get to God. It may be helpful. We don't deny that austerities have their benefits if one's consciousness is correct. But it's not required. To gain the mercy of the Lord and to gain the favor of the Lord, the only thing that's required is mentioned in this verse by Lord Krishna is bhaktyamam. Abhijanati yavan yaschasmitat. Only by devotional service can I be understood. In other words, that's the easy way. It's the best way. It's the preferred way. It's stated by Lord Krishna. If someone takes up another process, tapas vibhyo, jnani vibhyo, karma vibhyo, it's not required. Those processes are subordinate to the process of bhakti. Bhakti, one may be a beginner in bhakti. It's not that one necessarily immediately becomes the most qualified. There are some examples of that where one one may have a sudden miraculous transformation and become completely pure devotee of the Lord. It's rare. Generally, it's a gradual process. Srila Rupa Goswami outlines it in his writings. Adho Shraddha Tata Sarusanga. Beginning, there is some faith. Faith in the Lord. Faith that there's something beyond matter. Faith that there's something good. Faith that I can achieve something wonderful. Faith that there's a higher intelligence, a higher authority. And then there's many stages after that, giving up all bad habits, becoming steady, fixed up, and then getting some taste in devotional service, taste for service, taste for chanting. Then starts to get more attachment to the Lord, then ecstasy and prema, love. But in all stages, one is qualified to glorify the Lord according to his intelligence. In our movement, Srila Prabhupada has cautioned us, however, that as far as singing songs goes, Vaishnava songs, we should sing the songs of the great, the very advanced, because that way there'll be no discrepancies in rasa or philosophy or understanding. And plus, by singing the songs of the great Vaishnavas, we make extra advancement, because they've already won the favor of the Lord and the Vaishnavas, and now we're repeating their songs, their entreaties. And there's only one way, and that way is, ultimately, even if someone says, well, there's many ways, because you can take up the Jnana process, or the Ashtanga Yoga process, or this process. Yes, but ultimately, the way is that you'll have to come Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. You'll have to come to the point of recognizing Krishna anyway, if you want to go to Krishna's planet, if you want to associate with Krishna. If you want to associate with the demigods, then Yanti Deva Brata Devan, you can worship. It's not pronounced proper to go out and chant. If they say yes, we encourage them, oh, very nice. This is wonderful. Doesn't matter the result, but the fact that one is trying, Krishna's pleased, the spiritual master is pleased. It is said that disciple can never repay the debt to his spiritual master that he has. But he should try by preaching enthusiastically. When we say preaching, we don't mean something that has a derogatory connotation. Maybe it's become derogatory because people say things that in the name of preaching that are not true, or that they don't practice, or that are meant to demean the person or make him feel bad. No. Our definition of preaching is to glorify the Lord. That's what it means to preach. And in the course of glorifying the Lord, we will see that where we come up short. You know, if the Lord is so great, and if everyone, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Bricha, if he's the only master, and everyone else is servant, then what am I doing trying to be the master? That's a logical conclusion. It's not a criticism. It's just the truth. So the truth sometimes stings. It's a bit painful. When you go to a doctor and you say, so doctor, what did you find? Do you want him to tell you the truth, or do you want him to tell you something pleasant? If you want him to tell you the truth, it may sting. You say, well, you've got a serious problem. What's that, doctor? Well, you've got this and this. And then then the next question you'll ask, deny what you saw. That's against, was it perjury? You've spoken something untrue, under oath. So a devotee of the Lord has, take it. And that is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Echio Shadi Maya Nashibaru Lagi.